now in every Tuesday StoryCorps' Griot Project. It's recording the stories of Black Americans from across the country. Today we hear about Thurman Weaver. He was a janitor, a chauffeur, and a father. A few weeks ago, Thurman's son William remembered his late father at the StoryCorps Griot booth in Atlanta, Georgia. Here, William Weaver speaks with his daughter, Kimberly.
My father was everything to me. And it's actually kind of difficult talking about him without becoming very emotional. Up until, you know, he died, every decision I made, I'd always call him. And he would never tell me what to do, but he would always listen and say, well, what do you want to do? And he made me feel that I could do anything that I wanted to do. I can remember when we integrated the schools that there were many times when I was just scared. And I didn't think that I would survive. And I'd look up and he'd be there. And whenever I saw him, I knew that I was safe. You know, I always tell you that your mama is the smartest person I've ever met. But I think my father ranks right up there as brilliant. When I was in high school, I was taking algebra. And I was sitting at the kitchen table trying to do my homework. And I got frustrated and said, I just can't figure this out. So my father said, what's the problem? He came by. He said, what's the problem? And I said, that's just algebra. And he said, well, let me look at it. I said, Dad, they didn't even have algebra in your day. And I went to sleep. And around 4 o'clock that morning, he woke me up. He said, come on, son, get up. He set me at the kitchen table and he taught me algebra. What he had done is sit up all night and read the algebra book. And then he explained the problems to me so I could do them and understand them. And to this day, I live my life trying to be half the man my father was, just half the man. And I would be a success if my children loved me half as much as I loved my father.
That was Dr. William Weaver remembering his late father, Thurman. Dr. Weaver is chairman of surgery at the Morehouse Medical School. He spoke with his daughter, Kimberly, in Atlanta. And the StoryCorps Griot booth is currently in Detroit. Next stop, Chicago. The Griot Initiative recordings will be archived at the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. To find out how to record your interview and hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to npr.org/news and notes.
Support for StoryCorps comes from AT&T, with additional funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.